There are certain forces that keep the atom, the fascinating structure of which we have been describing, together. In order to understand this, let us look at the center of the atom, the nucleus. At a carbon atom nucleus, for example, the atomic weight of a carbon atom is 6. This means there are 6 protons in the nucleus. Yet there is an interesting point here. All protons carry a positive electric charge, and particles with the same charge repel one another. How is it then that protons, which should repel one another, remain together? In the face of this question, scientists hypothesized that there was a force binding protons together, and named it the strong nuclear force. This strong nuclear force is one of the 3 basic forces operating in the atom. The second is the weak nuclear force that affects the neutrons alongside the protons. The third is the electromagnetic force, which keeps the electrons revolving around the nucleus of the atom in their orbit. Electrons carry a negative charge and are attracted by the electromagnetic force towards the positively charged nucleus. The centrifugal force they acquire as they revolve balances the electromagnetic force, and they thus remain in orbit. There is one more force operating in the universe as a whole, in addition to these 3 basic forces that affect the atom. That is the gravitational force. The information we have seen so far can be found in any book on physics, yet there is an important fact that is generally never mentioned. The strengths of these 4 fundamental forces in the universe are very different, and that difference depends on a very sensitive balance. The strong nuclear force, for example, is some billion, billion, billion times greater than that of gravitation. There is a more than million, million-fold difference between the strong nuclear force and the electromagnetic force. What would happen if these differences were slightly different? For instance, if the strong nuclear force in the atoms that comprise your body at this moment were slightly weaker, your body would instantly fragment. A variation of just 1 in 1,000 would be sufficient for this to happen. Yet thanks to the delicate equilibrium of the 4 fundamental forces, the atoms that make up your body and the rest of matter always remain stable. This sensitivity in the levels of the 4 fundamental forces astonished scientists. One of these, the renowned physicist Paul Davies, makes this comment. Had nature opted for a slightly different set of numbers, the world would be a very different place. Probably we would not be here to see it. When one goes on to study cosmology, incredulity mounts. Recent discoveries about the primeval cosmos oblige us to accept that the expanding universe has been set up in its motion with a cooperation of astonishing precision. Another striking aspect of this fact emerges when the concepts employed are elaborated on. We have seen that scientists refer to the physical forces in the universe as the 4 fundamental forces. Yet that definition does not explain the existence of these forces and why they are so finely balanced. If we go beyond that definition, we encounter the fact that Almighty God orders the universe at every moment. This truth, arrived at by modern physics, is in fact nothing more than the discovery of a secret revealed in the Quran 1,400 years ago. God keeps a firm hold on the heavens and earth, preventing them from vanishing away. And if they vanished, no one could then keep hold of them. Certainly, he is most forbearing, ever forgiving.